Good afternoon for KYMN News. I'm Terry Knight on 95 The One and AM 1080. A young family starting their two-week vacation in Costa Rica is now trying to get their son home on a medical transport. I spoke with Grandpa Doug Grissom yesterday. He said his daughter Emmy and her family arrived at their host family's home on July 10th to enjoy time on the beach and their vacation, but the very next day, nearly four-year-old Axel fell and broke his femur.
He was able to get the medical attention needed, and he was placed in what they call a spica cast.
He is immobile for the next 5 weeks, having to lay flat.
The hospitals in Costa Rica will not recast him so he can sit up, and unfortunately, if you can't sit up, you can't fly on a commercial flight.
The medical transport cost is anywhere from $30,000 to $42,000 to get him to Rochester.
Unfortunately, the coverage that the family has with Blue Cross Blue Shield does not allow for any medical payments when you're out of the country.
He added,
you know, the doctors there tell us that he should be seen, of course, by his general practitioner or an orthopedic surgeon back here just to make sure that things were done correctly there and he can heal up and not have any yet.
Grissom said the one comforting thing is the family is not in a hotel but with a host family that Emmy stayed with before. There is a GoFundMe page, and also locally, Wells Fargo in Northfield has set up a fund that would go directly to the family with no fees. You can donate there under the name Emmy Bell Grissom Lopez. Doug added,
it's very humbling to know that there's people that want to help out there, and we as much as we'd like to say that we don't need the help, we need the help.
I have all this information on KYMNradio.net, including the link to GoFundMe and details on a fundraiser scheduled in Lake City for July 29th. Axel's great-grandpa is Ken Grissom. The Northfield Council approved a driveway modification for Witt Brothers off 7th Street at Division. Due to the design of the reconstruction project, the city narrowed the auto repairs driveway from 33 feet to 21 feet. The change removes one parking space of 9 feet to allow for the wider driveway. That leaves two stalls between Napa and Witt Brothers. Mike Witt said at the open mic that it was more crucial for them to have the wider driveway. Council approved matching dollars for a grant from MnDOT through Hiawatha Land Transit regarding a transit hub infrastructure on the Q block next to the depot. This would fund parking on city-owned land and paved driveway. Administrator Mardig said the project would be about $2.3 million.
So that would be about $1.75 million would be MnDOT funded. And then the local match would be about a little over $500,000 from the city. We do have some TIF funds designated with that.
The remaining amount would be paid for over 10 to 15 years. The grant is due later this month. The vote was unanimous, as transit's also a part of council's strategic plan. Hiawatha Land and Northfield Lines favor the idea for a transit hub, which could also likely spur further development in the area. If the grant is awarded, work could begin in 2019. Mayor Pownell and Administrator Mardig gave a full recap of the meeting last night, which is online at KYMNradio.net. And last night, the 2018 Rice County Fair Queen was crowned. 19-year-old Megan Vickla of Lonsdale received the tiara from 2017 Queen Lauren Weber of Northfield. Vickla attends St. Olaf College, studying math and studio art. She's been in the Girl Scouts for 14 years and is a lifetime member. She's also been in 4-H for 8 years. Her parents are Kelly and David Vickla. Zoe Nassif of Denison took the first attendant crown. The 17-year-old will graduate from Randolph High School in 2019. She was also named Miss Congeniality, an honor voted on by the contestants. News from around the state is next.